Bleep the lies. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Everyone in a position of authority lies from time to time. Parents lie to their children. If you swallow that seed, a watermelon will grow inside your stomach. If you keep making that ugly face, it'll freeze that way. That one turned out to be true in my case. Bosses lie to their employees. The company's been sold, but there'll be no immediate changes. They show up Monday morning, everyone you knew is gone. And yes, even politicians lie sometimes because it works. But according to the list published in the New York Times, President Trump has taken it to a whole new level. In his first 10 months, the Times counted 103 unique and provable lies, which is 5.7 times the number Barack Obama told in 8 years. Now, many of these lies involve bragging. Biggest crowd ever, most appearances on the cover of Time, but others were just flat wrong. NATO doesn't fight terrorism. Half of Tennessee has no health insurance. I never heard of WikiLeaks. And yes, I know he can't help it. It's part of his charm. But in that case, we have to ask, is it responsible for the news media to keep broadcasting what he says? Because objectively speaking, he is probably the most unreliable source we quote on a regular basis. I can't imagine any reporter who would quote any source who's as wrong as often as Donald Trump is. Shouldn't we just broadcast the true stuff and bleep the rest? I know you'll say, Dave, he's the president, you have to quote him. But isn't it a little like quoting the guy who walks along Skid Row involuntarily swearing? It seems almost cruel. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.